Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from October 13th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at Friday's performance, a bit mixed for the indices we see on the video here, mostly negative for U.S. equity indexes, though. We did see crude down over 4%, emerging markets down over 3%, developed markets were down just shy of 2%. Most U.S. equity indexes, again, down in negative territory. S&P 500 down 0.2, 2.7%. Percent there. Gold finished slightly positive along with bonds there at 75 and 41 basis points. Taking a look at the chart of crude oil, though, we still see it down here violating that. Well, it's now violated that support there at 60 with the move below 59. Now keeping an eye on that support from April and May of this year at 56, those lows from earlier this year. Then looking on to U.S. equity index charts, we did see the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Pardon me there. Go back over to the chart here. Did ultimately see the Dow Jones Industrial Average reverse down into O's along with other major U.S. equity indexes. In the case of the Dow, though, we ultimately did see it return to a sell signal with a double bottom break there at 45,600, completing a bullish signal reversal pattern with that double bottom break. Really, at this point, the only U.S. equity index that has returned to a sell signal, as the case was for the Russell 2000, we saw it reverse down and ultimately test support there at 2,400 currently holding it. Saw similar chart action for the NASDAQ composite in terms of falling down to support. Others were like the S&P 500, where we saw a reversal down into O's from chart highs. At this point, pulling back towards the middle of the trading band here at 6,500 for SPX, reversal coming down at 6,600 there. We're actually seeing most U.S. equity indexes rebound. Initially, everything we saw, things fell on Friday after a potential step up tariffs were sort of announced or not really or conjectured, if you will, on Friday. And ultimately, some of those expectations were tampered over the weekend. So we're seeing a lot of equities rebound after that downward action on Friday. So we'll keep an eye on those charts today. As for indicator action, we did see Friday's action at least do some initial damage to indicators as we saw the bullish percent at least move now within a box of reversing down into a column of O's, really sitting on the cusp of it there at 52%. We needed 51.99 in order to have it reversed down into O's, so truly sitting on the cusp there for the bullish percent. We'll keep an eye on today's action, see if we get an improvement, and it's at least slight improvement in participation to keep us in that column of X's. From there, the 10-week and some other like 30-week and 40-week indicators move lower as we saw stocks move below their 50, 150, and 200-day moving average in some cases. In the case of the 10-week for the NYSE, now to its lowest level we've seen since April, not quite below that 30% mark there, which is one of those levels we watch for this indicator, but now testing in again, lowest level we've seen since April of this year, suggesting that roughly only a third, less than a third of stocks within the NYSE are maintaining above their 50-day moving average after Friday's action. We'll see how Monday's action may improve that. Though, looking on to this week, the big banks week, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, along with a slew of others reporting on Tuesday, Goldman Sachs returning to a sell signal. We saw JPM reverse down into a column of O's on the edge chart, but still maintain that buy signal. It's a similar story for Bank of America, who also received reporting on Wednesday. As for Goldman Sachs, we have support here at 728, 712, as well as that line of demarcation really there at 696 is what we'll keep an eye on. But from here, move above 816 returns it to a buy signal. Five for fiver there. Many of these banks are five for fivers currently. Wells Fargo returning to a sell signal last week after last Friday's action with that double bottom break there at 78. Sort of been one where we've seen its signals trade off, not like others where we've seen a sort of a nice stepping of consecutive signals that has continued really since the summer months or even earlier this year. In the case of Wells, we do see support here at 77, as well as in the lower 70s at 72 and 71 with the bullish support line. And then from there, Citigroup also reporting on Tuesday along with Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs. Five for fiver currently did return to a sell signal after a string of buy signals here. We'll now keep an eye on support there at 93, as well as at 91 and 88. And again, upcoming on Wednesday, we have Bank of America and Morgan Stanley, but Bank of America, 3 for 5er, but many of those banks 5 for 5ers. So we'll keep an eye on those major bank earnings this week. Also worth noting that we've had CPI moved to 10/24. So we'll keep an eye out for other potential dates to economic data releases as well. But hope everyone has a nice start to their week. And as always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.